Hey, it's Katie. As I sit down to record this, I'm coming to the end of Macworld Day 1 for me, but things really haven't started yet, so most of today was spent traveling, had a few little travel snafus as a result of some of the weather that's going on in other parts of the countries that, although didn't affect me directly, has been causing delays at airports everywhere. But with about an hour and a half delay, I finally made it to San Francisco without any major problems, so all things considered, it was fairly smooth sailing. My day started at 4:30 a.m. Eastern time, and it's 10 p.m. Pacific time, and I am just now heading back to the hotel room and turning in for the night, so I am sure I will sleep well tonight. But today was mainly a day just spent catching up with some friends. I got to meet Steve Sheridan, and that was quite a treat, and spend a good bit of time with he and Allison and Robert Lockman and his wife. Over at Starbucks, of course. We all had to go get our coffee. And then there was a media reception later in the day where I got to meet Tim Verporten and his wife, and it was a real thrill to see Tim for the first time. And, of course, got to catch up with my old friends David Sparks, Victor Callao, Adam Christensen, and slew of others. Tonight we went on to the Smile on My Mac party, and Jean and her gang always do a great job of making us feel welcome and giving us an opportunity to socialize with each other and other notables in the Mac community, so that was a lot of fun. The expo starts tomorrow. We're going to kick it off with David Pogue at 9 a.m. Show floor opens at noon, and then I've got a couple of sessions I'm going to try to sneak into. Very privileged to get a speaker's badge as a result of doing the podcast on the show floor on Saturday. So that will give me access to sneak into some of those sessions, space allowing. And I'm going to go see my good friend Max Sparky talk all about Macs at work. So it will be great to get his take on kind of a general overview of the topic as opposed to the more in-depth discussions that we have on Mac power users. So it was a great day. It was an exhausting day. Macworld is always an interesting trip because it's both invigorating and rejuvenating and exhausting at the same time. For me, it's invigorating because it's the one time of year where I get to meet some of my best friends again. And I've said before that some of my best friends I only see once a year at Macworld, but it's also just a grueling, exhausting schedule, and then I turn around and have to go back to work. So it is well worth it, though. Looking forward to another great show, and I will check in with you guys tomorrow.